This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reuters is reporting that the Chinese military is preparing for war with the United States. High-level government officials are openly calling for the arrest of James Comey. They're going to be charged with treason and given the death penalty. All hell's breaking loose. Hillary and Obama are preparing to announce running together on a ticket with Hillary as president, Obama as vice president. But first, here's John Bowne's latest report on how we must reclaim American medicine.
Hypothetically speaking, you wake up one day and China and the United States have elevated tensions in the South China Sea, Iran, North Korea, and the globalist combine have become a modern-day axis of evil, and now everything made in China is either under embargo or severely limited. Just how deep of a hole have we dug in the United States when it comes to the supply of necessities we need to survive? Most people don't realize that as much as 90% of the medicine they use comes from China, where pharmaceutical companies avoid U.S. regulations and benefit from lower production costs. China has become the world's largest producer of acetaminophen that's used in everything from Theraflu to Excedrin to Sudafed and beyond. And China is the world's largest producer of vitamin C, annually exporting more than 100,000 tons of it. How did America fall into such a deep decline? We can thank the Rockefellers for one. John D. Rockefeller upended our healthcare system in the early 20th century. The discovery of petrochemicals led to a vilification of the United States' natural, nutritional, and holistic medicine system that was kicked to the curb to establish a pharmaceutical Goliath shelling out patented synthetics that only treated symptoms rather than offering cures, while increasing the scope of Rockefeller and his robber baron cohort's monopolies. Years later, David Rockefeller, in league with his globalist cronies, saw to the exportation of the pharmaceutical industry, leaving America completely defenseless in an unforeseen time of crisis.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
When we are able to go about our business here in the Americas and around the world with confidence and security, it's because we know the strength of this government stands behind us. For that and for all your other contributions, we thank you very much.
Eric, can you be specific about when you met Rockefeller, how it happened in these discussions?
I met Rockefeller through a female attorney I knew who called me up one day and said, one of the Rockefellers would like to meet you. I had made a video called Mad as Hell, and he'd seen the video and wanted to meet me and knew I was running for governor of Nevada. So sure, I'd love to meet him. The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers. And the whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips, right? There'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And so instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip, they can take out whatever they want to take out whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip digitally.
Total control.
Total control. And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip.
And today, Bill Gates is using the old John D. Rockefeller method of problem, reaction, solution to con the American citizen into accepting a chip to monitor manufactured antibodies under a Microsoft 5G Big Brother technocracy.
I'd say it's ironic if you take somebody who's doing their best to get the world ready and, you know, putting, in my case, billions of dollars into these tools for infectious diseases and really trying to solve broadly infectious diseases, including those that can cause pandemics. But that, you know, we're in a crazy situation, so there's going to be crazy rumors.
It should have been a wake-up call, as iconic American brands like Levi's, Radio Flyer, and even G.I. Joe were made in China. But on the bright side, perhaps a Chinese embargo would finally wake average Americans from their TV zombie slumber. Because we don't make televisions in the United States anymore.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday Global Transmission. Coming up, I am going to show you the original projections by Bill and Melinda Gates and by the different Royal College groups in the UK and others on what supposedly was going to happen. You remember their models 2 months ago. And we're going to look at those models across the world now. Their models on Brazil, their models on America, their models on the UK, their models everywhere. In fact, let me just show TV viewers real quick, if I could, this right here. Maybe put the color one up on screen. This is the estimate that was put out by the Imperial College. They say is the best in the UK. They're actually the worst. And you can see here where Sweden and these folks really actually are versus where they said we would be up here. And if you're a radio listener, this is 18 times higher than what it actually was. Okay, so they're talking about absolutely massive, hundreds of thousands of dead. And then you look down here on the bottom, and we're talking about not even 5% of what they said. Here is another one right here. Now, they've changed their models now, and they have come out, and they have said, again, this is a new model for TV viewers, you can see it. They have said, oh, well, we were predicting that Sweden would have this giant bell of death, but it didn't happen. So now they've moved it down, and they say, oh, now if you stay locked up, you will not have these massive dead. And they just keep moving it and moving it. They've done the same thing in Texas now. And we've got this graph showing all the regular heart disease, cancer, flu, homicide. Those numbers have all been moved over and put on top of the COVID-19 numbers. And that's why they're massively underreporting all of that now to tell you the numbers are there. And we have the White House spokespersons admitting to the world, ladies and gentlemen, to the world, that indeed, they're counting all deaths that have tested positive for COVID-19 as dying of COVID-19, even if you've died in a car wreck, and they test you. And then they admit that the test that they've been using is only if you have genetic material showing you may have had a coronavirus, but everybody's had a coronavirus. So anybody that's ever had the antibodies for a regular cold is now testing positive. And by the way, I have an incredible piece of evidence to this right here. More than 370 workers at Pork Plant, Missouri, tested positive for coronavirus. All were asymptomatic. They were not sick because the test, it says they gave, was for the genetic material of the coronavirus. Because, again, it's like having 100 breeds of pigs, but only one is the COVID-19. But they give you a test to see if you're a pig, and everybody else that's the other type of pigs now test positive as a COVID-19 pig. But you're not a COVID-19 pig. By the way, folks, this is all admitted. I've gone and read the literature for months on this. This is all completely and totally confirmed. So coming up at the start of the next hour, I am going to walk through Brazil. I'm going to walk through the UK. I'm going to walk through the U.S. I'm going to walk through Canada. I'm going to walk through all these places. And I'm going to walk through also, if you look at New York or other Democrat-controlled areas, that's where almost all the deaths are, because that's where they're total criminals running things and ordering the hospitals to say everything is COVID-19, even if they've not been tested. Now, that's been admitted, and Project Veritas caught it on tape. So they're using every trick in the book they can to keep people in fear, and this is a fact. Bolsonaro, when they lost 5,000 people so far a few days ago in months in Brazil, said, so what? I'm sorry they died, but we lose hundreds of thousands every year from colds and flus. He goes, so what am I supposed to do? Shut everything down? We all starve to death? So that's all coming up. This is conclusive. 370 workers test positive at one meatpacking plant. They shut it down. Oh, it's everybody's got to go home and quarantine because they have antibodies for the coronavirus, the common cold. Almost everyone has antibodies for that. Do you understand that? Now, they think antibodies hang around 5, 10, 15 years, depending on the pathogen. So that's why some people have not had a cold in 10, 15 years. So they don't show up for it. But it's maybe 10% they estimate. So 90% of us are going to test positive. That's why when they said 3 months ago, oh, 70-something percent, remember when Gavin Newsom said, oh, 70%, 75% of California is going to test positive. What was the exact number? He said 79, didn't he? Look up, Gavin Newsom says 79. Because they know the doctors told him, sir, everyone's going to test positive. Everyone's basically had the cold. In fact, you're tough if you haven't had a cold in 10, 15 years. And that's the people that don't even show up with the genetic material in their body that they've beaten it. This is a galactic super mega fraud of biblical proportions. Now, let me say this right now before we go to break and come back with the big news. Reuters is reporting the Chinese military is preparing for war and believes the United States is going to attack. The article's on Infowars.com. Leaked memo, Chinese leaders warned of armed confrontation with U.S. amid coronavirus backlash report. And again, more news is breaking that Fauci indeed ran the Wuhan lab coronavirus research along with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation operatives who run fact-checking for Facebook. You cannot make this up. So Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci are in control of Facebook fact-checking, shutting you down and banning medical doctors when they go on air and contradict what Bill and Melinda Gates say. This is an information warfare takeover of medicine, of communication, of science, of everything. Now, let me get into this, because I want to cover this right now. It was a big controversy when I came out last Tuesday and I was going along with the satire of Jonathan Swift, 1730, saying he would eat Irish children because the Irish were subhuman. Because no one was taking care of the Irish. It was overtaxing them and overregulating them, and they were starving to death. And so he said, because he was Irish, he said, how about we just start eating the Irish babies? And he published it like it was serious, and it's the most famous satire in the world. So I did a whole piece showing real articles from the UN about 30-plus million starving to death right now, 135 million starved to death. I played the head of the World Food Program talking about it. And then I said, well, fine, once all the food runs out, I'll just eat my liberal neighbors. Knowing they'd pick it up, but they edited it down to 1 minute. I did it to draw attention to the starvation, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And so here's the articles, AP. We don't know how it will end. Hunger stalks amid crisis in the United States. Frantic meat shortages. Some Americans turn to hunting during pandemic. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million to brink starvation. AP. Now, again, it's the UN doing all this, but now saying coronavirus did it. No, the lockdown did it. Some media actually understood that it was a modest proposal, understood it was satire, but the deaths are very, very real. So here's what I'm saying, listeners. War with China, the Democrats trying to cancel the election, all the crazy stuff that's going on and things I know that are going on behind the scenes with the deep state planning to take Trump out. You need to get prepared. You need to get ready. And if you ever wanted an InfoWars t-shirt so that you can fight in the third dimension to spread the word with our great new t-shirt I've got over here, let me just show it to you. Just show this to you. This is 5G Kills, great new t-shirt. I don't know how long InfoWars will be here. I've never talked like this before, but I'll just tell you that when they run to martial law and take the president out, first thing they're going to do is arrest me or kill me. I know they're trying to line that up right now. So we can ship these out to you in a couple days. Food takes longer than that, but we can ship these out to you usually the next day after you order it. Usually get it in 3 days anywhere in the U.S. 5G Kills on the front, very powerful on the back. InfoWars.com. Have a piece of history here. We're probably going to beat them, folks, but there's a good chance we're not. Everything's going to get shut down, and it'll be permanent martial law, and after they kill Trump, they'll tell you to stay in your house forever because of viruses. We have another one right here that just came in. We've got these in stock right now, and it shows the evolution of man, if you believe the evolutionist. It's funny, you know, from the monkey, which I don't believe, up until humans today, and then 5G kills us and kills humanity. And that's got InfoWars.com on the back as well. So get your storable food while you still can. Get your vitamins and minerals because we could be SWAT teamed and killed at any moment. The country's going into total war with China. They've got a fifth column inside the U.S. It's called the Democratic Party. They are terrorists.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
America is in the fight of its life right now against a axis of evil. Global corporations that engaged in siege, mutiny, a clampdown allied with blue cities and blue states, with the communist Chinese, the EU, and Hollywood, a consortium of godless America, capitalism, freedom-hating trash. The ultra-rich are the ones funding the socialism and communism to get the public domesticated, but really all they're bringing in is world corporate fascism. Now again, the virus is real, it's patented, it's a bioweapon, so Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation can own it and own the vaccine that comes out for it. They could never have one for a coronavirus because that is the most common type of virus that can get you sick. But they wanted it to be a chimera coronavirus so that when they tested everyone, they would test positive for it. Because the test that they have out there is testing, the one they've given everybody, that they admit gives a lot of false positives. Well, of course it gives a lot of false positives. They're covering their ass. It's almost all false positives because if you have the genetic material of a fight that you've had with a coronavirus in your life, it's going to show up. And again, here's even CNN. More than 370 workers at pork plant in Missouri tested positive for coronavirus. All were asymptomatic, meaning none of them were sick. None of them felt bad. They only have 352 deaths statewide. And that's mostly people that came in sick from something else. And then when they test them and they go, oh, you test positive because they had genetic material from a coronavirus infection sometime in the last 5, 10, 15 years. It varies on the person. But if you had a cold in 10 to 15 years, you are going to test positive. I know I keep harping on this, folks. But this is incredible hoax. And you look at all their graphs, all their models, and now you notice they're saying, oh, the same Imperial College that gave us these graphs that were 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times off, now says, sorry, life's never going back to normal. Now, I told you all this was going to happen 12 weeks ago. I also told you Hillary was planning to run in a broker convention. That's why they had a weak field of candidates. And now the Hill reports, top Democrats say they're preparing Hillary to run as president, Obama as vice president. And that Biden will step down at the convention. Insider Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama ticket could replace Joe Biden. This is the plan. You're like, it's unconstitutional. It's criminal. They don't care. They will do it. The media will back them. They have their criminals stay behind networks inside the different government agencies. That's not the whole government. But they operate as a literal fifth column against the country. Now, a former top general went public over the weekend and is exposing that there is a fifth column called the Democratic Party that works for the communist Chinese in America because that's the reality. We'll play that coming up next segment. But first, I want to play this clip It's up on InfoWars.com. Democrat ex-CIA agent says Comey must get the death penalty if found guilty of treason. A Jamie White article. Disgraced former FBI director James Comey could face the death penalty if found guilty for weaponizing FBI against Donald Trump and his campaign 2016, according to ex-CIA agent Democrat Brian Dean Wright. Let's hear from him on Fox News.
What do you think, if anything, should happen to James Comey then? What's your opinion on that?
My preference? I'd love to see the death penalty. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, if I could flip the switch myself, I'd do it. Because these men are traitors. They absolutely assaulted not just the Trump administration, but your vote, my vote, and anybody who went to the ballot box in 2016, irrespective of who we voted for, they decided that they were going to choose the nation's political winners and losers.
All right, let me come back. I'm going to play the former general saying the same thing. But I want people to understand, I don't get up here with this rhetoric to just scare people. I get up here because it's the truth. Now, occasionally I engage in satire, maybe every week or two, and that usually what the media picks up. And I'm really tempted to stop doing it, even though it's a successful way of getting us a lot of new listeners. I like to engage in satire because it's so disgusting that we're letting 135 million people slide towards certain starvation and death, 30 million now currently starving to death. That's the UN's own numbers, and I believe those are accurate numbers. So again, the globalist UN creates the problem, then offers the solution, oh, give us billions of dollars to go save people who they then don't even save. They do a few photo ops, and the supermodel that goes to the photo op thinks she's actually saving people. But I did come out on last Tuesday and say, well, if everything collapses, it's road warrior. I guess I'll just eat my liberal neighbors. Pointing out how serious this is, that when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And I'm trying to get that out there as a hashtag. I'm trying to get that out because it's really true. And the globalists know in all their studies that if they cut carbon by about 50% in the West, that will kill over a billion people in a decade. That's a billion people. Bill and Melinda Gates pushed to get hydroxychloroquine banned in Africa to not get UN funding for that. So people die in mass there because of that, about a half billion people. Madagascar is now shipping their own natural hydroxychloroquine out. And Bill and Melinda Gates are trying to block that big ship to the Africans because it doesn't just stop, according to their studies in Madagascar, medical doctors, malaria, which is a fact. It also takes out and builds your immune system ahead of time, according to doctors. And I have that clip coming up as well. It's on international television out of the Middle East. So they don't know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is all coming out. This is all happening, and Africa doesn't want to die. And I don't want to be overrun by African third world populations that are used as Democrat voters, but I don't want them to starve and be killed. So we need to stabilize Africa, stabilize the Middle East, stabilize Latin America, stabilize Asia, bring first world systems to them, then their populations will stabilize. But if you don't ever let them develop, it's just going to get worse and worse, and that's the globalist plan. So that's all coming up. But this is an incredibly serious time to be alive. And everyone's saying, be a hero. The medical workers are heroes. Don't ever go outside again. Your shutdown is just going to make you be in a depression. You're killing millions of people when you go around grandstanding with the mask. You go around grandstanding how good you are. And you go around grandstanding that you know you're better than other people. And you're virtue signaling. I know a lot of you just want to help. You want to be friendly. You want to look like that you are, you know, at least complying. But the mask and all of that is part of the fear. And it's part of the mind control and it's part of the manipulation. Because China is at war with America. But fear of the virus is the real enemy and it's what's powerful. And so we have to break that fear. And that's why the mainstream media don't want you to know about zinc, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, vitamin C, silver topically. That's why they're just arresting medical doctors that give people vitamin C, SWAT canning them with machine guns. Because Big Pharma and the globalists are in control of this country. They've had a coup, and it's time to remove them. The Russia coup didn't work. The Ukraine coup didn't work. But the medical tyranny is on. And Bill and Melinda Gates have a program where every person they kill, saying they have COVID-19, they get $39,000. And the blue states, they're murdering people in those hospitals while they drink vodka and have sex.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they need to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Compliance with the lockdown means hundreds of millions of people will starve to death in the next year and a half. That is now official. That is now confirmed. And the depression that is already hitting the United States will be devastating for generations to come. and out of the poverty that comes from it. All major colleges will no longer be for the general public. Everybody else will teleconference. Most jobs will be obsolete. You're going to see the robot take over, the driverless cars, the whole system. Because after all, humans can't be in contact with each other. We can't shake hands. We can't get on airplanes. This is the lockdown. This is the takeover. This is the post-human world. This is the giant leap into the future that the NWO had promised they were going to bring us. This is the mass culling. When the first world collapses, the third world dies, then we're third world, and then we are slowly collapsed as well. This is the takedown of the Western dream, the takedown of the Renaissance, the death of egalitarianism, the death of true liberalism, wrapped in a neoliberal fabric of sickening technocracy. Now, here is General Robert Spalding, recently retired, breaking down the fact that we are at war with China and its surrogates, its fifth column right now.
If America is to survive, and what I mean by that is if it's going to continue as a democratic constitutional republic, then Americans are going to have to stand up and fight for it. It's not going to be given to you free. It's not going to be handed to your children and your grandchildren for free. You know, our founding fathers had to fight for it. You know, along the 240 plus years of our existence, people had to stand up and fight. The fight is just different this time. You don't have to go, you know, pick up a weapon and go fight in some faraway land. You have to fight for democracy right here at home by recognizing that democracy here is under assault. Look at what happened with the NBA. It's clear as day if you choose to look at it.
So in a way, we're already in World War III?
We are in World War III, and you are in the front lines. I am now in the front lines. When I had a uniform on, I was, you know, working in the government. I wasn't really paying attention, but now I'm fully woke, and I'm taking up the battle cry, and this is one of the ways that I'm doing it.
We are at war with China, but we're at war with the powerful consortium that put them in charge. Now, I've been hammering this for 20-plus years. I'd say about 23 years of my 26 years on air. I wasn't that up on China. I knew a lot about it, but I didn't understand that. I knew it was a globalist control zone. But I started reading CFR reports saying the 21st century will be a Chinese communist one, as David Rockefeller envisioned. So I started reading New York Times articles he wrote, loving Mao Zedong and mass death, and how they were the model of everything would be here. And people thought, come on, China's not that powerful. And then we saw the unlevel playing field that had been established to create this. And then I've been under Chinese communist propaganda attack for at least 6 years. I mean, they fund the direct attacks. I've had them do other dirty tricks. And that's who most of these internet companies work for. It's who runs the show. And that's why you see the Washington Post headline last year, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. Save us, Xi Jinping, that has 3 million Muslims in death camps. Liberals love that all of a sudden. I just don't want to have Sharia law and import 10 million Muslims over here. And, you know, but the Chinese Muslims are very well behaved people. Well, I wouldn't have a problem with the Uyghurs being brought over here. I've met a lot of them. I know about them. They're in death camps. But that's like, oh, it's sexy because Tim Cook owns a bunch of the factories. Literally, he goes like this, like Bill Gates. As long as you go, you know. We're going to air next hour at least 30 minutes of this latest David Icke interview with Brian Rose, where they streamed it on their own platform. Just last night, got over 1 million people watching it simultaneously. I can see the numbers. And we're going to get Brian on the show tomorrow and get Icke on soon. But Icke really lays out the full compendium in a smooth way, unlike mine, machine gun buzzsaw way. And so it's not that I don't want to be on air next hour, but I'm going to air a big chunk of this. The first 35 minutes is just over the top, penetrating, laid out absolutely perfectly. Now, Icke believes that viruses are just something released by cells as a detoxification format. And that's part of it, but I don't agree with that view. But other than that, what he says is deadly accurate. And what he lays out in a spoken word way, I could sit here and show you articles and documents for everything he's saying. In fact, I'm going to get one of the editors, probably Rob Dew, he's one of the most researched on these subjects, go through all of the documents and all the things that Icke says in his report just back up what he's saying, because they're not putting any articles or video clips up on screen while he's talking. But everything he's saying is on record and documented except one thing. And that's why he got banned on Facebook. That's why he got banned on Twitter. Speaking of COVID-19, I don't cough like this except when I'm in this new studio. And I think we should have the air conditioners checked in here, because my wife was watching the show last night, the Sunday show. She's like, you got to keep pausing to cough. And yeah, it's when I come in here, maybe it's because the air conditioner's right above me, but it just makes me cough and makes my bronchioles seize up. So we need to have these air conditioners inspected or looked up. Something's going on. You know, it's like certain hotels I get in, my throat gets really, really dry. I start hacking. Like, where is my, this is not a plug, but it is a plug. Oh, yes, I forgot about this. This will lung cleanse. Huh? They're good. People have been saying, too, they noticed that I saw nurses and stuff on the website last night going, how much you've got polyps on your larynx? I guarantee you, you've got to get that checked. People are like, do you have throat cancer? You know, I have not had a checkup since I was like 42. And I definitely screamed too loud at a lot of demonstrations over the years. And so that's why my voice got very, very deep. This is not a put on with my voice. And it does need a good rest at some point. But I'm told if I do have polyps, which I undoubtedly do, it would put me out for up to 6 weeks of not being able to talk. If I had the polyps removed, then my voice would be a lot better. But I do think I need to go get a checkup, because it is going from being very deep, very baritone, to sounding like rocks being put into a blender. So I am aware of that. And a lot of folks like my voice. I personally don't like it. And so maybe I should start just speaking from the very front of my mouth like this, where I whisper, because that's what's happening to my voice, and I apologize for it. But that's just the way it is, and it gets exacerbated with whatever is in this room. By the way, I guess I'll turn this into a plug. Most of your throat or palate cleansers have maybe one or two essential oils or some menthol, and there's nothing but alcohol. This is incredibly thick, syrupy, so sometimes you got to pull the top off under hot water to get the sprayer cleaned out if you haven't used it in a while. But this has a whole list of high-quality essential oils in it, and nothing else works like it. And when my voice goes out at home sometimes, I realize, oh, my gosh, why don't I have a bottle of Lung Cleanse here? And Lung Cleanse is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And believe me, we need a lot of money around here to operate. The Democrats filed 40-plus lawsuits on us. We knocked them down to 6. They filed 3 more. And I'm fighting some of the biggest Democratic law firms in the country that want to shut this completely off. But 2-plus years later, after the suits were filed, we are winning. They are losing. But I need a lot of money. See how good that worked? I need a lot of money in our war chest to fund this operation. And, yes, we've got other challenges going on that I'm not at liberty to get into right now. But your prayers are paramount. Your word of mouth, knowing how precious this free beacon is. And, of course, your financial support, getting great products you already need. So get your storable food now while you still can. Get your supplements and things while you still can, because already our suppliers are saying they may not be able to supply us soon because supply chains are breaking down. It's getting to be that desperate and that serious. This is the design takedown of civilization. Now, when we come back, I'm going to blitz through a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet and so much more. Hillary Clinton is preparing to run for president. They plan to assassinate Trump first.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant.
Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sound desperate, I am. Did you hear me play that former high-level CIA operative who's a Democrat on Fox News saying, we're going to have to arrest and execute the deep state people? People don't say that just to sound tough. It's us or them. It's communist China and their whole way of life, which is total death, or it's us. Now, citizens don't need to get violent, and people in the government don't need to get violent. But we need to identify who the third column is, who the enemies are, and stop putting up with it. And we need Durham and Barr to understand that if they don't indict all the conspirators of Comey, then you greenlight their continued arrogance and criminal action against the American people. For too long, everyone's been intimidated by these people, and it's time to hold the line, hold fast, and get rid of these people. You arrest these individuals, they will fold like a house of cards. And obviously they know about dirt in the government. Americans don't care about stuff like that at a point like this. They don't want a depression. They don't want a war. We have to be strong, or China and their moles will continue to push it until the country goes into a civil war. China has predicted. Hell, it was like 8 years ago. We ought to find it. It was a TV ad they put out in China about how they financed the civil war and the collapse of America. And now we learn what I already said months ago, even in the New York Times a week ago, that China is trying to foment a civil war. I'm trying to stop a civil war. But you've got former retired generals, you've got former CIA people telling you there is a third, there is a fifth column in this country. And that's why you see more and more Democrats coming out and saying, I'm not with the fifth column. I am not with foreign powers and corporations trying to overthrow the government. Let me tell you what's going to happen if Hillary Clinton gets in with Obama again. Because they are Chi-Con globalist agents all the way. The CFR and the New World Order has been heavily investing in China for 50 years and planned for them to take over the world. That's public. And they positioned us to collapse. But it's not going the way they thought it was. But their operatives are all so dug in right now that they can go out and prosecute in jurisdictions they still control, the Democrats still control, federally and state, a ham sandwich, a General Flynn, and so many others that you've seen them go after, that you've seen them persecute. And so that's why there's this reign of terror and fear and everyone giving into them. Insider Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama ticket could replace Joe Biden. A Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama ticket to replace Joe Biden isn't even possible. Douglas McKinnon, a former writer for George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, had an editorial for The Hill on Saturday revealing that many Democrats are secretly worried about Biden's presidential prospects. And, of course, the George W. Bush supporter comes out and basically says, oh, it's constitutional, even though it's not. I looked it up. And notice you've got George W. Bush coming out saying, oh, Trump's being partisan. He's being mean to the Democrats. We need to not be partisan. The Democrats have been completely partisan from the beginning against Trump, trying to block him blocking Chinese flying here, then blaming him for everything that's happening, then lying about what's going on, then covering up for communist China. And then when Trump stands up to them, here comes George W. Bush out from under the rocks to defend the Democrats because it's the deep state. George W. Bush, we're not partisan combatants in a fight against coronavirus. Really, you're not? Well, how come the Democrats then continue to act like that? So these people are sharing power, and they believe it's always the way it was, and they believe they're going to stay in power, but that's not what's happening. Even if they kill Trump, even if they put me in prison, the American people are never going back to the way they were. And that's why they're trying to collapse the whole U.S. to have an emergency Marshall Plan that props up the blue cities and the blue states, not the people of the blue cities and blue states. Trump had the rescue plan, thousands of new factories coming back, tens of millions of new jobs, tax cuts for the middle class and poor people, tax incentives for minority-owned businesses, a massive doubling of federal funding to black colleges. The list goes on and on. And it's not a conservative package. It's a populist emergency boost. Super liberal. Old-fashioned, just super liberal. And by old-fashioned liberal, just pumping money to the general public. And the stimulus packages and everything else. I mean, what do you do when your engine's stalling? You pump more gas into it. And I don't even like that type of stuff long-term because it deflates and inflates and causes all sorts of crises. But we're already in the crises of our life. And we're staring down the barrel of Hillary Rodham Clinton as president and Barack Hussein Obama as vice president. And I told you they would do it because they're so damn desperate. And they knew Trump was going to win. Internal polling had him 15 points ahead of Democrats. But they know if they crunch everybody and then say, don't you want it to go back the way it was, nostalgia? Hillary and Obama, sure, things weren't perfect then, but at least there wasn't a clampdown. And subconsciously, it's working. People are starting to blame Trump. They're starting to turn against the president. The president's internal polling shows that. Because people, when they're being strangled, start flailing. A drowning man or woman, if you try to help them, will scratch your eyes out and try to climb up on top of you. And they're climbing up on top of America. They're climbing up on top of Trump. And as it becomes known that we're in a mega massive deep depression already, Trump can only level with the American people about the plan of the globalist and how they did it and explain how they're going to make it even worse. And he has to just level and say it's the Chi-Coms with these criminals. They're a fifth column. And America is about to end because the globalists will never let us come back up. And they're going to bring in total authoritarianism and have martial law anytime they want with viruses and have forced inoculations and medical tyranny and combat robots controlling your life. The dystopia is here. It's just like in one of the last Star Wars movies. They're super cheesy, but it's good when, like, they're coming up on that planet and all of a sudden all the Star Destroyers go and they're all right there. It's just like they came out of warp speed. It's like boom, 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 boom. The ships are there. Boom, 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 boom. That's how wars start. It's like you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, bam! And folks, we just got hit upside the head with a 2x4. We better just reach down deep when you're dizzy and just go, caveman, and all of a sudden your brain will fire up. And just ignore the fact you just got hit in the head with a 2x4, and you better get the word out to everybody you know that we're under total attack and who the enemy is, or we're done. But I'm here till the end raising the alarm faithfully because I'm not committing my children to total slavery. And the only chance we've got is to hit them hard 110% with the truth right now and let Trump know. We know you're good. We know you don't want to be a dictator. We know you don't want to be an authoritarian. They are pushing you into that position. Destroy the enemy. Restore the republic. And then leave office like George Washington. We need that action now. But the country is hanging by a thread. Make no mistake. And I'll tell listeners again. If you ever wanted to get InfoWars t-shirts to wear them out in the open and show solidarity and show you're aware of what's happening, there's nothing more revolutionary, nothing more 1776, nothing more outlaw country, nothing more hardcore than an InfoWars t-shirt. We've got 5 new Space Force shirts that are limited edition back in, InfoWars.com. We've got 2 new 5G kill shirts that are amazing. We've got so many new shirts that I had designed by the crew that I haven't even had time to plug. It's so important to show these shirts in the third dimension, and that's how we fund ourselves into the future. And it's important for us to get as much capital as we can now. So get your X2, 50% off, sold out for months, the good deep earth crystal iodine, the base of everything. Get your best krill oil you're going to find out there, highest grade we can define with our expert buyer. It is amazing what it does for your body. We have the great Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. You always need these things. These things are essential. We also have vitamin mineral fusion that's good for adults and children. We have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that's the highest curcuminoid we can find on the market. 90%+ curcuminoid. Everybody else has 3-5%, but a few brands are 60-70%. Ours is extremely strong. Concentrate. Vaso Beach is a very strong concentrate of beach and how popular that is. Everybody knows what that does. Great nitrous oxide in the body. InfoWarsStore.com. Fill our war chest with 182 days left so we can give the enemy the maximum punch and push. And we're just balls to the walls, ramming speed, hair on fire. Absolutely loving every minute of it, quite frankly. But behind the scenes, that's why you see CIA guys going on TV and going, Chinese fifth columns, America under attack, arrest the traitors, not much time, and former generals coming out and saying it. Because we're at war. This is a 21st century war. It's a war by the globalists. It's a psy war trying to scare you. And the answer to that is not be scared. The answer is go, yes, and then once you've done that, take action. Because they can get some of us, but they can't get us all. And we're going to remove the Chi-Com cancer and the Hollywood cancer and all the filth. We're so damn close. Destroy them in the InfoWar. Launch the attacks now in the InfoWar. Victory or...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.